A record number of runners crossed the finish line in the McLean Mill 10K race on Sunday, April 7th in Port Alberni. It was the second record-setting year in a row, organizer Sasha Visona said. We saw a record number of finishers for a race held in the Alberni Valley with 458 crossing the finish line, said Visona, whose business Ridgeview Health and Wellness put on the event. Our previous record set last year was 406. I am thrilled with the outcome, she added. In true Alberni Valley fashion, we had the support of a large group of volunteers who stepped up in massive ways. Logan Roots, Esprit Running Club, from Cumberland was the first runner across the finish line at 32-22. Second place runner Brent McMahon, Frontrunners Athletic Club, of Victoria crossed more than a minute later at 33-46. Sander Nettervien, Fernwood Social Run Club, of Victoria was third in 34-43. The first female runner to finish was Carly Gearing, Esprit Running Club, of Victoria in 37-49. Emily Bagoy, Badass Chicks Run Trails, of Nanaimo was the second female runner across the finish line in 38-15. Jocelyn Cisef, Esprit Running Club, of Victoria was third female in 40-16. Brian Callender was the first Port Alberni runner across the line with a time of 41-41. Scott Burnett from Port Alberni finished in 43-59. Todd Duradix finished in 44.03. Port Alberni runners swept the first three places in the male U16 category. Evan Jimenez, Alberni Valley CrossFit, was first with a time of 46.05. Heaton Boner was second, 52-52, and Jackson Price was third, 58-54. Brittany Bortle was the first female runner from Port Alberni to finish, in 46-45. Chris, Kim, Mia and Gavin Fenton of Port Alberni entered as a family. Gavin crossed first in 1 hour 6 minutes and 35 seconds in the male U16 category. Chris and his daughter Mia finished with identical times of 1 hour 6 minutes and 37 seconds, and Mia won the female U16 category. Kim Fenton finished 1 second behind at 1 hour 6 minutes and 38 seconds. Jill Davies, Oceanside Running Club, from Nanoose Bay won the female 80-plus category with a time of 1 hour 11 minutes and 34 seconds. The event wasn't without a few blips. The start was delayed by half an hour to give organizers time to hand out race packages and bib numbers to all the runners. The display clock at the finish line was slightly ahead of official times. Just after the 1 hour mark, an SUV could be seen coming down the finishing chute in between groups of runners. As always with large-scale community events, you encounter the odd hiccup, but we were able to adapt and ensure that all of the runners had a positive experience, Visona said. With the SUV, despite having volunteers directing traffic, something must have happened. Luckily, nobody was affected by this in the end. The McLean Mill 10K not only highlighted the Alberni Valley's National Historic Site but it also raised funds for Kids Sport Port Alberni. This event is the 7th of 8 in the Island Race Series. Runners will be in Sydney on April 14th for the Basin Bay 5K. For complete results, go online to islandseries.org and click on the McLean Mill 10K link. Results are also available at startlinetiming.com.